Well, it's afternoon now, and we got quite a bit done in the bunker this morning. We just ate chow a little while ago. We had, hamburgers, stewed tomatoes, and potatoes. They're kind of cold, but it was better than sea rations. And it started raining, so we took a break, and after it stopped raining, we went back working on this bunker. We got quite a bit done on the bunker, and this major came out and looked at it, saw us and the Arvins working on it. And now a colonel's going to come out in a little while and watch us. But I cut my finger on this entrenching tool. Well, this other guy cut me on the finger, so I knocked off work a while so I don't get my hand dirty, you know, put a Band-Aid on it. So I thought I'd see if I could do a little bit more taping. We haven't seen much action for quite a while. We haven't seen any action for quite a while. We've been right around the Pleiku area, mostly, and just sweeping the area. And for a while, we were riding on APCs and tanks. And that was a lot of fun, boy, riding on these big tanks and these armed personnel carriers through this low bush country. And it sure beats humping. It was a lot of fun. Those things go anywhere, and they go pretty fast, too. And this one guy got his tank stuck, and we had to guard this thing for 3 days before they could finally get it out. It got stuck crossing this river. The thing just sunk right up to the hubs in mud. I've been getting letters from Pete off and on, and he's still working up at, Da Nang, still driving his bulldozer, and I don't know, he hasn't seen any action either, he says. He says he did get an AK-47 rifle and some NVA fatigues in this NVA bunker complex they found. He said they were plowing it under and he found this stuff, so he says he's going to bring it home as a souvenir. I'm supposed to be getting paid today, so I'll send that money home.